to the sugya, both in Erevin and here in Sukkah, the case of Hutzin Lamata Me'esrim, and the case in Erevin of Nixas Chach Lamala, Mixas Chach Lamata, the whole shot of Itaria in the Gemara in Erevin, and the discussion regarding Klos, and should we say it, can we say it? Obviously, we need to say it apparently in order to be machshir, otherwise the schach is one entity. But what would happen if we separated? So then we'd be left with a problem, and they have different ways to understand what that means in the Gemara. Chamasim u'mitzilasa, but then there's a counter svara. The Gemara's maskana, at least not maskana yet, but I mean when before we get to the maskana, we have two lashonos in Rabba, where the sukkah's pasul mabris kasher, or the other way around. You haven't said anything yet, Ari. Yeah?
Let's say we're saying Rabba, we're saying that he doesn't ascribe to...
That's what we're going to discuss today. That's Mamish what's coming today. Rabba Amar Chalal Mavit. That's what we're going to discuss. What does that mean in terms of everything we've been discussing? Are we wiping the slate clean? Are we ignoring Klos at this point? Are we still working with Klos? We'll soon see it's not Pasha. Right? What's exactly going on in Rav at the end of the sugya? Before we get to that, though, I want to ask you the following kasha, okay? We saw the end of the Tosfos in Erevin. We noted that there's two ways that one could ask the kasha from the sugya in Erevin to the sugya in Sukkah. And that depends on how you understand the Gemara there in Erevin. What's the case talking about that the Gemara presents the problem of Ikalshis Havalei Chamasim Mishilasa? If the Gemara means that right now, as soon as Kalshis, as soon as you peel away the top layer, you are now in a situation where the bottom layer is insufficient sail? Or does the Gemara mean, and if that were the case, there's still a mandama that says kasher, that's because you could be mashkin the sheared sail from Lamala Michaf, and that would be Shitas Rabbeinu Tam, that Lamala Michaf is not Rikot Schach Pasul. That's one way to read the Gemara. Alternatively, the Gemara means that right now, of course, you have enough sail, but what will happen is the eventuality would be that it's going to lose the sail, and that's enough to create a problem of, at least in Mar's argument, that the chelok ha'elyon of the schach is keeping the chelok ha'tachton from becoming chamasim mitzilasa, and that alone is a reason not to say klosh. If we learn pshat that way, which is what Tosfos in Sukkah learns, he proves that had to be the pshat because he couldn't fathom that you could allow for any mandama to say kasher if you don't have enough tzel in the bottom. So if the case is that way, that just becoming chamasa mitzilasa is a reason not to say klosh, so that's what Tosfos comes and asks the kasher nasugya, why would hutzin be any better? And that's what Tosfos gives a teretz, that hutzin is better because you don't have to view the hutzin as so dependent on the top that you can't say kosh, because you have other eights, there's other ways that you could solve the problem without resorting to the support of the higher part of the schach, of the actual branches. That is one way to come at our sugya. But then we saw Tosfos in Erevin, who quotes the other approach, that of Rabbeinu Tam, that the case of the Gemara was that the bottom chelk of the schach did not have sufficient sail, and yet there is a mandam that says kasha because you can be mitzarek. The problem is, according to that man the Amar, why does our sugya assume that by hutzin, if there is not silasa meruba, that the hutzin would be, that the sukkah would be pasal? After all, why not say the same thing? The Tosfos had two solutions to that. Number one, he says, okay, our Gemara follows the Lishna Kama, that says the sukkah is pasal, and we said that's a dindra bana. You have to learn our Gemara as well, dindra bana. So the second answer, that because the hutzin are so intertwined with the actual schach itself, so here you would not be able to say klos, and that's what makes it different than the case of mixa schach amal amata. Okay, we struggled, so why is it different when you have rope sail? Okay, we'll have to figure out a good answer to that. We suggested something yesterday. But so that is Tosa's question, and those are the two answers. Let's present the following. Chora, I have another answer, a simpler answer to this kasha. This kasha, according to Rabbeinu Tam, his approach to the sugya in Erevin, that, again, that you can have a situation of chamsa meruva metzilasa on the bottom part of the schach, And still, if there's schach l'mala, and together there's enough sales, so we say it's kosher. By sukkah, and yet by chutzin is different. I'll tell you why I think chutzin is different. Because of the following. We haven't seen this yet in Tosfos, but l'chora to svara that seemingly Tosfos has to embrace. Namely, the chiddush that the Ran gives, there are two Rans that make this point. I want to focus on the second one. We'll come back to the first one, because that brings us to the halal sukkah to that point. But the Ran says that b'nogea, the next Gemara, we'll have to see more carefully on Sunday, Mitzvashem, the Diras Rucha, the ins and outs of that. But what do we have later in the Gemara? The case that the chutzin are yored lamata miyud. So sukkah has to be at least yud tfachim, and you have chutzin that are going down to below yud. And here we have Abai and Rava. Abai says, well, if these chutzin that are going down below yud tfachim are Hamasim Rub Mitzilasa, so Abai suggests that the sukkah should be fine because there really is no problem. There isn't enough schach in the form of the chutzin to create sales, so therefore I still have a kosher sukkah, which is yud tfachim high. The Rava challenges it by saying no, because sof kol sof, it's hard to live here, the Diras Srucha. Says the Ran, would you have a similar machlokas, not in the case of chutzin, but in the case of miksa schach lemala and miksa schach lemata? In other words, what we have in the Gemara in Erevin is miksa schach lemala michaf el mata michaf. What would be in the case of miksa schach lemala of yutfachim and miksa schach that is below yutfachim? Would we also have an Abai and a Rava, and Abai would say that if the bottom chelik of the schach is hamasa b'mitzilasa, then it's still a good sukkah because the machitza is still asara, and they don't have enough schach below to be viewed as schach, and therefore it should be a kosher sukkah, and Rabbah would tie in the back, give a sukkah. Is that really true? Or is it unique to the case over here of chutzin, where Abai would say what he says? So what does the Ran tell us? The Ran says that Abaya is moda. If it would be a case of miksa schach betoch asara, that would be pasul. Abaya only said this suggestion by chutzin. Why? So the Ran explains, because you have to have chalal asara in the sukkah. The Ran says what makes chutzin different is that chutzin commanded less na'udam. When it comes to schach, if you have schach, even if it's schach that's chamasa meruba, but do I have a chalal asara here? No, I don't have 10 tfachim in the sukkah. So of course it's possible. Chutzin, on the other hand, are not the ikar schach. Chutzin are things that come out of the schach, the leaves, the tips. So that's where Abaye says, command the snail dummy, so I can ignore it. It's a new svarna that he's presenting within Abaya by the case of Yordan Lamata Miyud. And Rava says, good, true, but it's still a Diras Rucha. Now this din is also brought in the Ra'ah and the Ritva. I wouldn't think that there'd be a machokas here. L'chor, the svara seems to be valid. Chutzin are kemandel esnayudam. If that svara, and we'll soon see it, the Rush is going to mention it too, but just to hear the svara. That's why Abai thought that it would be kasher lamata miyud. No, let's take that idea. I mean, it's a valid svara. Chamas and Merub, but that doesn't count for anything. It's not real deschach, it's just coming out of deschach. So now, why don't we use that in response to the kasha the Tosis asked at the end of the Tosis in Erevin? What makes our Gemara different than the case in Erevin? Now let's go back to the case of Lamala Michaf and Miksa Schach Lamata Michaf. So in the Gemara in Erevin, so we had one Manda Amar, the Lishna Bas, for the Rav Rava, that says that by Sukkah would be Kashim. Right? And Rabbeinu Tam assumed what was the case, that the lower layer Schach is only Chamasa Merubah. It doesn't have an upsell, but since I have the higher layer Schach, so that allows us to be Mitzarif, because it's not called Schach Pasul Be'etzem, and therefore you can count it toward the Schach and it's a kosher Schach. And it's considered the Schach is in the right place, even though the lower layer Schach is Chamasa Merubah. So the problem was, so how come over here, when it comes to Hutsin, we say, the imrav, again, the case where it's hutsin, the yordin lamata mechaf ama, the imrav pasul. Why not say, according to the Lishna Basra over there in our Erevin, that it should be kasher over here as well? That was Tosis Kasher, right? No, I have a simple answer. Let's simply insert here the two words, kimandilas naif. Hutsin is different, fundamentally, than a case of schach. Schach, it's all schach. So the higher level schach is more tzel, and the lower layer schach is more cham. Okay. But lemaisa, if we can use the higher level schach, the mitzarek, that it's not the etzem schach pasul. So now I have a perfect sukkah. That was Rabbi Tamshita. That's what we would say, according to that one mandama, that he doesn't make a gzera, and he says sukkah is okay. But here it's different. Here we have hutsin. Hutsin is not real schach. It's only coming out of the schach. It's not the ikr schach. The ikr schach is above. So that's why imran pas. Right. So that's seemingly an answer for this kash. You notice something interesting. In the Rush over here by us brings the case of Hutsin Yordin Latoch Esrim, and he actually points out that after saying the Imrav Sula, right, he brings in, again, he mentions the Chalos Sukkah Tanan point, we'll come back to, Vachi Perusho, says the Rush, Hutsin Yordin Latochav, Kolmar meaning Shmagios, at Chalalchav, good, Kshera, then it would be fine, meaning if the Tzila Samiruba. Continues the Raj, the Imrav Sula, the commander of Snayudami, because it's like they don't exist. And Nimsash, Ena Schach Magia, Chalachav. So you don't really have Schach reaching where it needs to reach, because it doesn't really count for anything. Commander of Snayudami. Why did the Rush add those words, commander of Snayudami? You know why it's puzzle? So let's understand why it's a puzzle. So let's go slow. According to Tosis in Sukkah and the beginning of Tosis in Erevin, tell me why is it puzzle? Everyone should know. Why is it puzzle? If the Hutsa and Achamas in the room is the lesson, so why is it puzzle? No? What? Because what? Can't mitzarev. Schach amal mechaf, because it's schach puzzle. Tosis views schach amal mechaf as schach puzzle, and there's a problem mitzarev. Schach puzzle, but it's schach kashu. You don't have to say anything else. The reason why the hutsin that are chamasa meruba are pasul is because you mitzarek the schach of pasul, and they can't do that. That's according to, and that's according to Tosis. According to Rabbeinu Tam, who doesn't view schach amal mechav as schach pasul. So now, what would we answer? So here you have, seemingly, why is it pasul? So, what do we see? Tosis and Erevin? Either because of two answers. Either because it's a Gzeir Drabana, which the Bas Rishna Kama says Gzeir Drabana, or because you can't say close because you can't separate because it's all intertwined together. What does the Rush want to do here? The Rush wants to say to accommodate Rabbeinu Tam, he has a better teretz. For Tosis Shita, later on in Daf Tes, the Rush brings both opinions. In the sugya of Tachas Ha'ila, and the Rush brings both opinions. Is Schach Amal Michav viewed as Schach Pasul or not? Is it a problem with that Schach Pasul if you have Schach Amal Michav that's adding the tzel? So he has the different opinions, the Tosis by us also, two opinions on that test. What the Rush needs to say here, when he adds the Imrav Pasul Kamad Lesnu Dami, he needs to say this, not according to the Shita that views chach amal mechav is chach pasul, because then you have an easy answer. Why is it pasul? Because you can't mitzarev chach of above chach. But according to Rabbeinu Tam, the Rush doesn't want to go where Tosis and Erevin goes, oh, we have to bring in the Lishna Kama here and only work it out according to Lishna Kama. We had problems with that yesterday. And he doesn't accept the second answer. He has another solution. But I'm asking you right now. That's what the Rush may be saying. That the reason why Imrav Sula means to accommodate. He brings Rabbeinu Tam later on. So to accommodate Rabbeinu Tam's Shita, that you'll usually allow the Schach of Olmal Mechav to mitzarev itself to the lower layer Schach to create enough Tzel And it's not a problem of mitzvah schach plus by schach kashin. So why not do that over here by Hutzin? That's what the Rosh says. Come on to the Smelda. But now the question comes back on Tosis. Why would Tosis be asking the kasha of a Beilotam? Tosis has to give other answers. Isn't there a simple solution? You can't be machshir according to a Beilotam because you don't have your schach to work with. It's come on to the Smelda. They don't count for anything. You hear a kasha. So what's a pshat in Tosis? I have a simple answer. Yeah?
Where does the svara come from? Come on, bless me, tell me.
It's a good question. Where did it come from? I mean, the Rishonim assume, because it's not the Iker Schach. It's Yodse Min HaSchach. Rav Ben Ahar, others, they say, it's a tip. It's not the Iker Schach. It's a svara. Now, so what seems to be the pshat in Tosis? Let's think about this. But what does Tosis want to do here? What kind of a principle does he want to insert here to the machshir? In order to make it work, what does Tosis want to do? There's always a principle at work for Tosis that seems to be part of every equation here, to be machshir a sukkah. What is it, klosh? I think the pshat is in Tosis. What does klosh say? Klosh says, peel away the top. Imagine it's not there. Now, when we say Hutzin is commanded as Nayu Dami, why is it commanded as Nayu Dami? Relative to what? Because you have Iker Schach, so the Hutzin counts for nothing. And nothing, it's like, yeah, that's not real, the Schach. The Schach is where the Iker Schach is, the branches, not the tips, not the leaves. Yeah, but to the extent that you don't have the top, could Hutzin be valid Schach independently? If you would make Schach out of Hutzin, is it so as Garim V'yekev? Absolutely. This is a pshat in Tosis. Why does Tosis have a kasha? Kemadu is not dami. No, no. To the contrary, if I'm going to say close, so then to the contrary, then this is a schach. This counts as a schach. So the schach is a hutzin. So why am I puzzle? Say close, and then with that, I'm creating. I'm reimagining the schach, not the way you think the schach is. Is the Iker Schach of the branches and the Hutzin Kman de Lesnayo Dami? No, I'll consider the Hutzin to be the Schach. No, come back to the Rush. If the Pshat is the Rush that we said, so what is the Rush show? No, where do you begin the circle? In other words, if you don't have Schach to work with here, you can only say Klosh if you have a Chelek Schach, just that, you know, you have to, the other part of Schach is in the wrong place, so now you want to see that separate Chelk Schach as separated. And therefore the Schach is viewed as being in the right place. But if you don't have Schach to begin with, you can't start the ball rolling. You can't say close to begin with. It's a very deep machokas now. Like, what, you know, where do you look at it? Tosis is willing to argue for a Beinu Tam, within a Beinu Tam Shita, that I should say close in order to now be able to view the Hutzin as Schach, as independent from the Tam. And the Rush would say, no, to the extent it's commanded the Snail Dummy, then I can't, I say, can't close it only when I have Schach, and I want to be able to separate one Schach, one piece of the Schach from the other, and see the lower level as separate independent. But if it's not Schach to begin with, then I can't say close to start the ball rolling. Sure, that would be, perhaps, a mokum to think about what would be the, you know, the issue here, that the Rush seemingly didn't give the Taras Tosis and Erevin gave, the Imrav, Pasol, because Kamadu Asnayu Dami. And Tosis, on the other hand, didn't go there because if you say close, then you don't have the Chesun Kamadu Asnayu Dami, because Kamadu Asnayu Dami is only to the extent that you're viewing it as connecting to the Iker Schach. And therefore, this is not real Schach. It's just, you can ignore it. But if you see it as separated, then it becomes a Schach. That's, I think, one piece here. It's interesting just to think about this for a second, because what did Abaya say in the second case? What did Abaya say in that second case of Hutzin Lamata Miyud? Savra Abai Lameimar, right? Savra Abai Lameimar, Im Chamasim Mitzilasim Kseira. Why? Why Kseira? In other words, what's Svara? Commander Lesnailda, right? When Abai is saying that, is he in any way working off of the previous lines of the Gemara? It was, did that Svara emerge yet? And Abai says that, oh, we see it before, and now that Svara is going to work in the other direction over here. Or is Abai just, there's no connection. In other words, there was the earlier halacha, and then there's this new case, and Abai observes this case and comments on it. In other words, if this halacha, if Commander Lesnail Dami, is part of why in Chamasim Mechtilasim Kshera, that's what we saw in the Ran. Because it's not going to be true by Mikseschach. Mikseschach, Lomar Mikseschach, Lomato Miyud, for sure would be possible. Why does Abai want to be Machshir in the case of Hutsin? Specifically because Hutsin are Commander Lesnail Dami. So when Abai is making that point in the case of Lomato Miyud, is he saying it in any way working off of what was said previously in the Gemara? So that would... Oh, sorry, Medayek Rashi, very well, good. In Rashi, I think it's very, very nice to see it, and we're going to come back to the Rashi. Get to know why Rashi, how it comes out in Rashi. Rashi clearly makes it linked, but we have to see in what vein. Right now, we only know the Rush. We don't know the Rashba yet. But there's different ways that we could see it as relating to the first case. Right now, I gave it to you from the Rush's angle. That if you learn Pshat in the first case, why do we say V'im Rav in the first case? V'im Rav, it's puzzle. And we're assuming now, like Rabbeinu Tam, it should be kasher after all. Why not use the top layer, the Iker Schach, to mashlim the Shear of Tzel? And the answer is those three words of the Rush, Kimad L'Snayu Dami. So that already was present in the first din, and Abaye would now be saying that just as you see that Yisod of Hutsin, Kimad L'Snayu Dami, in the first instance, in the case that we just discussed, in the case where the Hutsin would go Mata Mechav, but they were Chamasim B'Mitzilasan, and why is it going to be possible? Because, after all, why not use the higher Schach to be mashkim shiur tzeil, because kimadilas nayodami. Oh, but here it will come out in the other direction. If the hutsin are going below yutvachim, so now kimadilas nayodami will dictate that it will be kashim. So it comes out that Abai's statement on the second case, which is predicated on kimadilas nayodami, is really building off of what we already saw in the first case. All this is true if you assume that the first case has that reasoning that's relevant to explain the halacha. But if we go, let's say, now with the chita of Tosis in Sukkah, Tosis in Erev, in the beginning of the Tosis, and we assume that the halacha of the first case is what? Why is it puzzle? So it's simple why it's puzzle. I asked you before, why is it puzzle? Because the schach above is puzzle schach, so you can't mitzarev that, right? The sugya in Erevin is a different story. There we're talking about you had enough. You had enough below, enough tzel below, and we're still asking the kasha not to say kosh because it's going to end up becoming chamasim meruba. But really, if you had enough, you had enough. But if you didn't have enough, you couldn't use chachu mal mechav to be mashim. So why v'im lav pasel in the case of hutsin? Simple. So there's no evidence in the first statement, in the first din, to bring out any so-called kimadilas nayodami. There's no need for it, there's no reason, they don't see it. So then when Abai is commenting in the second case, it's not because he saw something in the first case, it's simply Abai holds this way, and Abai says, it's not like the two cases, there's the yisod in the first case that Abai wants to run with to explain the second case. Okay? That seems to come out in the cheshbon of the pshat. Again, you're right in terms of picking up on Rashi, but we'll come back to Rashi soon. This is one nekuda I want to bring out. So we have a new variable to think about when we discuss it, building the sugya. This new variable that emerges from the Rishonim with Hutsin, making Hutsin unique in that it's Kemadil Esnayodami. We have this interesting machlokas, maybe Rashi and Tosis and the Rush. if you could ask a kasha that you should say kolosh and now be able to divorce the hutzin and not see it as commanded, let's not see it as commanded, it's nayu, because now I can make it into schach. When the Rush would say we don't do that, we have to start with something that we can call schach, and then we can use whatever you so you want to say to be machshir. And say the schach is below in the right place, and I can be machshir and so on. That would be the Rush's position. And now you see, whether to what extent you want to link the two parts of the Gemara would also depend on this. If you see commanded l'snayu in the first case, then Abai is commenting in the second case, working off of that slur. Questions? Yeah. Hey.
We said that the Rush is trying to accommodate within a town. Isn't the Rush speaking through asking this kasha from the lens of Rava? And within a town was on Rava?
When you say Rava, which Rava you mean?
The Rava who says Zev Zev Kasher.
So we're going right now. The Rush quotes Chalal Sukatan. What we want to understand is, we're going to right now, is what exactly is happening in Rav. So it's true, he mentions Rav, and so does the Ran mention Rav, and so does the Rashba mention Rav. Question is, does Rav himself, we're going to now explain it, does Rav at the end of the Sugin Erevin, you all saw it, right? Does what Rav says solve any of these other problems that we've been dealing with? These issues of Mitztar, Tzach Pasad, Tzach Kasher, does it solve the problem that Klosh is coming to solve? Or do we still need to deal with those issues as we've been dealing with the last couple of shiurim? And yet, Rav comes along and says what he says in order to solve the specific practical question of what's the din in the case of Miksas Chachel Malamat. Where does Rav's formulation leave us in terms of everything we've been wrestling with until now? See, the Rush quotes the issues of Schach Pasel Mal Michaf on Daf Tes and still deals with Rava. So does Tosis. And here we're going to see other ways to understand it. So let's understand, let's see what Rava's doing. Let's read in the Gemara back on Erev in Daf Gimel. So we read up until that point. In the bottom of Gimel Mid Aleph, we have, again, different Lashonos within Shitas Rava, the Sukkah, Pasul ben Mavli Kasher, or the Sukkah Kasher Mavli Pasul, the Gemara Shaki Vitari, within each Lashon, what should be different? Maishna, Klosh seems to be the engine that would be Machshir, but on the other hand, there's a counter argument. So do we say Klosh? Do we not say Klosh? What's the difference? And then we have, within each Lashon, two Svaris, to Mechalik, in either direction, right? The Sukkah could be more Pasul than Mavoy, either because Liyachid Lo Midkar, the Rabbi Midkiri, or because Stamet Sukkah Dorai Sachmiru, Tosis explains within that, that's the reason that we would not say Klosh. In the other direction, we say that perhaps Sukkah is better because Rami Nafshe Midkar by Mavui, where it's up to many people, so they're not going to notice, so that's the reason for the Gzeira. Or Stam Sukkah doesn't need Chizuk, Mavui needs Chizuk, this is where we are so far. May Havi Allah. Bottom of the page, May Havi Allah, everyone have it? May Havi Allah, nu, what's the halacha? We started a whole sugya, Miksas Chach, Lamala, Lamata, Miksas Korah, Lamala, Lamata, May Havi Allah, nu, so what, where's it leave us? We have one of these Gashonis and Rabbah, what's the din? Rabbah Baravullah, Mazir is a pasul. He comes along and says, no differentiation, it's pasul in all cases. Unclear within this shita why it's pasul. Is it pasul? Midrabanan, he makes errors in both cases. It's a pasul midoraisa. He ignores klosh completely. Remember, without klosh, up until now we're saying without klosh, we have no basis to be machshir because if the schach is not completely in the right place and it's all one piece of schach, so then you have no basis to be machshir the sukkah. So maybe the raisa, maybe it's only maybe agrees, so you could say klosh. But the concerns that each one mentioned in each lashon for whatever case he holds are both valid. So not clear. That's the shita zev zev pasul. Comes Rava Amar Zev Zev Kash. Zev Zev Kash. Why? Chalal Sukkah Tnan, Chalal Mavui Tnan. When we talk about Esrei Mamos, by Mavui, by Sukkah, Achalal Kaimi. No. What's going on in Rava? Rava's saying that the Psul of Lamala Meyesrim doesn't speak to the issue of the Schach, where the Schach is, but to the actual distance in the chalal sukkah, the space of the sukkah. So when we say l'malo, so one thing is clear, Rava's doing, is he's changing the actual dimensions for the sukkah to be pasul. In other words, the only time sukkah is pasul is if, what is l'mal me'esrim? If the chalal sukkah is more than 20. In other words, if the chalal sukkah is exactly 20, and then you have schach right on top of that, so sukkah is kasher or pasul? Kasher. Until now we would have thought, no. If the schach is right after 20, so 20 and then schach, no good. If the schach is at a position of l'mal me'esrim, now we're saying no. The halacha of l'mal me'esrim doesn't speak to the schach; it speaks to the chalal asuk. Okay, so it's interesting in its own right because l'chayra we had different reasons for why there's a psul. Second comment, a second why there's a psul in the Mishnah, and we have Rava's reason himself. Okay. Mistama Rabbis Klal would be relevant for everybody. So now the point of Shalta Ba'ena is now going to be a little bit more than we thought. Everything's going to shift a little bit, right? We had Svaris, Shalta Ba'ena, Lamal Me'asim. Now it's not about, you know, before we would have assumed that already if the Schach is right after 20, as soon as you get to 20, then you have Schach, that's already low Shalta Ba'ena. According to now, it comes out another mashu, it's still shelter be'ena. If the halal is not l'malam esrim, the halal is esrim, and then you have the schach, so that would still be okay, right? So everything shifts. And yeah, it's interesting, right? And Zera's reason, Rava's reason in terms of Arai. But l'maisa, what really have we gained? In other words, okay, so now there's no more discussion anymore. Mixas schach. I mean, l'chayra, the same issue should be playing out. Whatever point you're going to say there's a problem, so now if mixas schach is there, and mixas schach above that, so like, what have you really gained? How is Rava coming to machriya, the shayla that we've been discussing? But by changing the amount, so the way that we phrased the shayla before would not any longer have the, wouldn't be the exact case to be mistapik, but l'chayra we should still be. So now get this, go up a little mashu, and now have mitzvah schach, you know, there and mitzvah in the point that's a very problem. So what exactly has changed in Rava? How does Rava come and solve our discussion? So here you have a very interesting thing. The Rashba, take a look. You have the Rashba, right? The Rashba in Erevin, what emerges, and I think it's going to be clear from the Ran also. There's a few words which I'm not sure exactly what to make of. It's not so clear, but you can see clear what the Rashba is saying from the, you know, from the Hemshach of the paragraph. The Rashba has been discussing it till now. This is the end of the piece of starting with Hachinami Yikaushis, and he discusses the whole Tosis Kasha, Mitzdav Shach Baris Chach Kasher, and what does Gemara mean, Yikaushis, Havirei, the different ways to understand the Gemara, Havirei, and so on. Look at the Rashba does for us. The Rashba says here, paragraph from Mistavra, what he's going to tell us is that according to Rava, that halal sukkah tnan, there's not going to be any need to discuss the problem, quote unquote, of mitzdarv schach pavai schach kasher. Why would you assume there's a problem to deal with of mitzdarv schach pavai schach kasher? Because I have schach pas. Okay, is umar mechav schach pas, is it not? That was the discussion we had until now. Now the Rashba says, Bechlal, there's nothing to talk about. Not just because of Rabbeinu Tam, because if you make it lower, it would be kasher. No, the whole problem never existed to begin with. Why? Mistava de Bahad de Rava Nusa de Pshitahi, de Lo Shayach Lamemade, Mistav Schachpasa, why? De Keba de Echsharnu Bel Chalal Esrim Gemurim. Now here again, I don't know exactly. Nimsa, which is Tzeruch Eschach Mel Malame Esrim. I don't know those words, I don't know to say exactly how to translate it. But here, Venosin Hulamalo Kemosha Yirtsa. The Rashba seems to be saying that the shir that we're discussing is a bad, the words seem to say the chalal hasukkah. Chalal hasukkah can be esrim, cannot be lamal meyesrim. That's the only thing that we have to ask ourselves. Says the Rashba. So therefore, v'chikama rav zubizuk sheira, lav a mixas betoch esrim or mixas lamal meyesrim lechudkai. Rav's point of halal sukkah tonight is not just relevant for the particular case that we were constructing until now, where we had a suffix of mixas esrim, mixas lamal meyesrim. It's true, we were framing it that way because we were assuming that tzchach at esrim is a problem. But really, the point of Rav is whatever case you want to come up with. Let's say there's no part of the schach that's betoch esrim. Until now we're saying, mix of schach betoch esrim. No, let's say none of the schach is betoch esrim. B'din ha'yesh yomar Rav, afil eni menu klau betoch esrim k'sheira. Came at the scene, but no say, since he concludes by saying, Chalal sukkah tnan, chal mavet tnan, hareza kilu pirish v'amarke. Continue. The Hachi Perusha. Hachi Perusha. Rabba Omar, echadzu v'echadzu k'sherash, ein anu makpidim, lios ha-schach de'akor v'to chalal shal esrin. You don't need the schach to be within the chalal esrin. El afil kuwa misfas esrin mu'mal l'ksherin. The chalal sukkah tnan, chalal mavet tnan. Now he's going to go back to the early part of the study. Now, according to the way the Rashba is reading Rava, how does he begin the paragraph? There is no problem to speak of mitzdaref, schach pav heschach kasha. Why? Because if I do not have what? A chalal amal meyesrim. That means that there's schach that begins where? At the point of Esrim, I have a schach. Right? So there's no chalal l'mal me'esrim. Now the schach has many layers. Do I have to look at the layer afterwards and say, well, that's schach pasul, and that's mitzdarf with schach kasher? Why don't? What kind of an issue is it? If the chalal is not l'mal me'esrim, there's no problem. I can put as much schach as I want. There's no problem in the schach that's high. If the lower part of the schach is at a point that I do not have l'mala me'esrim chalal ha'sukkah, then the sukkah is kosher. Like we're relating to the chalal ha'sukkah. That's what the measurement relates to. So obvious. So what do I have here? I have totally fine schach. Totally, wherever it might be, however high it goes, however high it goes. So what am I asking? You mean starif schach pasul has kasha? No, I'm not. Nothing is. There's no schach pasul here. Not because what Rabbeinu Tam holds, because schach pasul, it's not called schach pasul because it could be lowered. That could be relevant in the early part of the sugya. Until we get to Rava, what were we thinking about the nature of the pshat in the Mishnah? What is the meaning of l'mal me'esrim going on? It's going on the schach. Again, it also means that we're thinking about a lower shear. Okay, Rava clearly pushed the shear up. That's clear. But separate from that, we were talking about the positioning of the schach. So now if you have schach that's positioned in the right place, and the same piece of schach is part of it in the wrong place, so now we have to figure out what to make of the fact that if the lower part of schach doesn't have enough tzel, so now I'm in the starf, schach puzzle. According to Rava, it's a non-issue. It's a non-issue because if the chalal is not l'mal me'esrim, then there's no problem. The measurement it relates to the chalal is sukkah. Again, I had to square that with the three reasons on Beis Amid Aleph. It's not as simple. But this is what the Rashba is saying. That's what Rav is doing here. He's creating a different way to understand everything. So not mitzdarev, any schach pasul here. There's no pasul schach. There's no chalal. So then everything is good. All the schach, all the way up, is all fine. What does this mean in terms of the whole shak of Atari of the Gemara? until now, what were we discussing? What needs to happen to be machsir? What principle has to be operating? Close. According to the Rashi, Pshat, and Rava now, close is relevant, not relevant.
No.
Off the table, nothing. You don't have to separate anything. You don't have to split the schach and say, well, you know, I view this as a separate schach and it's in the right place. It's all in the right place. There's no problem. It's like a mapecha in a way. It's like totally transforming the whole sugya. Everything we've been discussing until now, close and mitzarev, it simply falls away. It's not the issue anymore. It's no problem. Yeah, this is how the Rashba understood Rava. Does this seem to be how Tosis understood Rava? Tosis is discussing close, yeah. Okay, so in Erevin, he's discussing it at what point in the Gemara?
Before Rava
comes along. And the Rashba himself, after this, in the same paragraph, he goes back to the early part of the Gemara and he brings the question of Mitzdarif, what are they going to do about Mitzdarif over there? Tosis is discussing with Stats Chakpasa in Erevin. That's in Tosis in Erevin. What about Tosis here?
No.
Nistama Tosis here is asking Akasha in the Gemara in Hutsin that should even relate to the Maskanasa Gemara although we said he's asking within Ravina, but Chara, I mean, like, what you know, there was or Daftes, Tosin Daftes, okay, we talk Daftes, Mitzdarif. I mean, but according to Rav, it's a non-issue. Even the Rush, on Daf Tes brings the two shitas about whether I say mitzdarif chachpasu by the malamichav, Rabbeinu Tam or not Rabbeinu Tam, and yet the Rush also, right, is discussing the issue over here in our Gemara. What's he also quotes Chalal Sukkah tonight. You mentioned Chalal Sukkot, and he mentions it. So maybe that's not. He must have had a different way to read Rav. What did the Ran say? Go back to the first Ran. This kasha should be familiar, yeah? The imtomar, the imrab sula. Amai, ha'arminan pekam de erbin, mixas chach betoch esim, mixas lamala, ksheira, afu echa de chishakas lei, shetito kamasha lamala, pasha lei, masha betoch esim, chamasa mumitsilasa. Ksheira, shim tachalal sukatnan, hachinami neima hachi. What is the Ram bringing? He's bringing in Rava, and he says, just like the Gemara says in Erevin, and Rabbi says it's fine. Why is it fine? Because I have no chalal amal meyesrim. Why don't I have chalal amal meyesrim? Because I have mixas chach within that chalal. And that mixas chach is going to be for take away from the quote unquote chalal. Whether it's esrim, amal meyesrim, whatever the she exactly is. But that's, so then why not say the same thing over here? You want to change the exact shear? Change the shear exactly. You know what are we dealing? What is the halal that we require? You know, it has to be no more than what. But either way, as long as there's something of schach in that halal, then I don't have the problem anymore. It fills the halal, even if that something is what proportioned. Even if that halal is, he takes the gemara chamasa mitzilas. So that was that means as it is. The lower layer is chamasa mitzilas. But what has it done? It has minimized, just taken away from the halal. So why not do it over here also? Says the Ran, Yeshua Madilo Dami, the Hoots in Yardin lo chashivi kischach. Helka kosha chamas mitzilas and command less new dami, mashenkin the mixaschach, the chashu. Here again, the Ran plugs in the command less new dami in the first case. But for what reason? To explain why there's any concern over here, if you hold like Rava, he's asking the kasha according to Rava, chalal sukkah tnan. So, what's the problem? The problem is it doesn't, you haven't filled the challah because it's kamad lesnauda. That's the only answer. What would be Tosa's answer to this kasha? Now, yes, according to Tosas, we haven't ignored Klosh. We haven't ignored Mitzdarit. Even after Rav, we have to know what Rav means now. But like, apparently, we're still thinking about Klosh. We're still thinking about Mitzdarit. Even after the Gemara runs its course in Erevin. So what's the answer? What would Tosas answer? Well, the sugi, one possibility, the sugi in Erevin is talking about... What? Mixa schach. What was the mixa schach lamata? What was it? It was chamas. It really was chamas. It would become, it would turn into chamas meruba. Really, right now, it is tzulas meruba, and hutsin is different. Whatever direction. Or. In the case of Hutzin, if you don't have Chamasim, if you have Chamasim Ruba, then I have to come on to the Schach Apostle, Mitzdarev. And that doesn't change even after Rava. So what did Rava do? What did Rava mean? How did Rava speak to the question? So there must have been another way to read the Gemara. So this would bring, I think the Chazon Ish says something like this, and maybe this is what the Rishonim mean. Because Rava didn't change the whole landscape in terms of the discussion. We still have to deal with the concepts, Klosh, Nistarev. Rava just came to say, I'll prove to you that it's got to be Kashim. And the proof is from the Mishnah. Because the Mishnah says, L'mal me'esrim. And the Mishnah is going on what? On what case? On the Chalal Asuk. So now, what does that mean? That if you have Schach, which is at what point? If the schach is, if the halal is not lamal me'esrim, if the halal is exactly esrim, and now on top of that, halal esrim comes schach. Now, that schach is not just one sliver, that schach has layers. That schach has layers to it. So how are you going to be machshir the sukkah? After all, some of the schach is, by definition, going to be in the wrong place. The Mishnah has halacha. The din is in the schach, right? But the Mishnah is telling us that the schach, at what position will it be okay, at what position will it not be okay. So if the schach sets in after a halal of lamala me'esrim, then it's a problem. Then the schach is in the wrong place. But if the schach is not, if the halal is not lamal me'esrim, if the halal is just esrim, and then starts the schach, then it's fine. But that schach, if it's exactly at that point, then it's clearly going to be, part of that schach is going to be above. So what do you see from the Mishnah? Ah. You see that Afa became that we do say Klosh. You're asking me, Manafshach, how come here yet? You see from the Mishnah. You see from Sukkah, you see from Korah. Because both Mishnahs speak about Chalal Sukkah, Chalal Mavui. So obviously, you do say Klosh. Obviously, you say Klosh. And what about Mitzdarev? So you have to figure out what you'll answer for them. If you have enough, or it's not called Schach Pasul Ma'al Me'esim Rabinutam, that's by Schach. But all Rava meant was to bring a Raya. That's what I think the Chazon Ish has this, wants to say here in heaven and not here. Yeah. It's in Kuf Mem Gimel. He says, I read you a couple of lines. The Ika Bar Rava Lefarish Kedasa Machshirin the Mixa Schach Lamata. Avachidish O the Beschach Amunach Mitzumsam Ad Chalal Esrim Kasha. Vezem Mochich Rava Miloshin Amishna. Umizem Muchach Shein Shir Obi Aschach. שהרי כשהסכך מגיע עד חלל עשרים, אין כאן סכך כושר, אל משהו קולש. תשאר הסכך הוא למעלה מך, הוא משהו. הרי כאן חלל סוכי עושים עשרים. So it comes out that all Rava was doing was just proving that we are apparently going to say close. But not that Rava is creating a whole new paradigm, in which case you don't need to say close. Comes out, we have a chor b'chokis rishonim. The way the rishonim quote, the Ran quotes it, dichalal suketnan, sounds like that's the basis. That's not a raya. That's the basis for the reason why it's kasher. And the way Tosis and the Rush apparently would have it, it's just a proof that there's no problem of you can't say kosh because it's going to become chamas mitzilas. So it is. Yeah. All right.
It's possibly rooted in whether the Mishnah, when it says, is that giving a, are we saying that, oh, so the whole shira of 20 is just dependent on the chalal, since the psula and the chalal itself, or is it that it's in chalal sukkatan, and I just give the measurement for when this chalal is from?
Yeah, so it could be, right? The pasuk pshat and the words of the Rashba sound that way. The Rashba is saying, v'das rava, that it's a shira not in the schach, in the chalal. The way think, Tosis and the Rush, for sure, it still remains a shir in the schach. I'm just wondering, even within the Rashba, whether you might still be able to force in the idea that it's the schach is a problem if it's nesachech on a halal, that's the malam echav. So you could still focus it on the schach, but still view it as being a problem in the schach only if there's a malam echav halal. If there's no malam echav halal, then the schach is all good. But the pasuk and the words of the Rashba sound like it's we're giving the shir in the halal itself, not in the schach. Yeah. So now, okay, we have to come back to Rashi. Now we'll come back to Rashi in just a minute. Yeah.
How can we explain the shaka in the kasha teretz of the Rush, how he is assuming that Rava is really going within Rava? Then what's the kasha and what's the answer?
You're going back to the Rush of Kamandu Lasnayu Dami.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the Rush quoted the Gemara of Chalal Sukkatnan. Right? Which means that it's okay. Abish mixes chachu malo harminan bekerge erbin Chalal Sukkatnan. So it doesn't bother me that some of it is umala. That's why it's okay. Achi pirusha hutzin yordin l'tol chaf, meaning shemagios ad chalal chaf k'sheira. V'imra psua de kemandu l'snayu dami. Nimsa she'en aschach magia ad chalal chaf. But why does he have to say kemandu l'snayu dami? That's what I want to know. Why does he need that? And I said the Rosh Hadaf test does deal with the question of mitzdarif. And he quotes Rabbeinu Tam, and he quotes the other opinion. It means that even after saying Chalal, Sukkah, Tanan, and Rava, we still have to deal with the kasha of Mitzdarv Schach Pasul. And what about that? Maybe you don't view the Schach Pasul because inherently it's not Pasul. Maybe you have another answer. If I have enough Schach Lamata, the Rush has not left that kasha. The Rashba makes clear otherwise. Rashba says, now that we have Rava, we don't have any problem with Mitzdarv Schach Pasul. So I'm suggesting for the Rush, he had a different interpretation of Rava. Rava's just proving that I can be machshir. Why can I be machshir? Because I say close. Okay. But why is it why is our sugya not going to work with the Lishna Basra over there by Sukkah being kasher? Why can't our Gemara, why can Hudson be kasher as well if it's Chamasa Merupa? That's why the Rush had to throw in Kamanda Lasnagdam. But that's different. Then let's say for the Rashba. According to the Rashba, why is it going to be? Puzzle. There's no other way. According to the Rashba, why is it puzzle if it's chamasim or mitzilasa? According to the Rashba, there's only one answer. Why the imrav pasos hutzin betolchav? Why is it pasul? What? There's nothing else to say. Mitzdarif, you don't have a problem with mitzdarif. Because there's no shalacha, it's all about halal sukkah. So there's only one way, and that is, of course, Kipat HaVas Nagdav. Now, yeah?
Could it be the Rosh is like the Rashba?
The problem is, that's what I'm asking you, if the Rosh was the Rashba, how could the Rosh quote Rabbeinu Tam and the other Pshat HaDav Tes? How does the Rosh quote the question of Schach L'mal HaMichav being Mitzdarif, Behadi Schach Kasher,
what kind
of? On Dav Tes. On Sukkot HaSa'ila. He quotes the discussion of Mitzdarif, Binagia Schach L'mal HaMichav. So again, that means that we're not abandoning that whole discussion of Mitzdarif and Klosh and so on, Avraham
Yeh. It's just that the Ran also would have to say, like, this Pazudish idea, right? Because he's asking...
Why in the Ran? Why?
I mean, because he's asking Kasha, why is it that it's not kosher here when the Hamas Kuruba, when we see there at the end...
No.
Sukkot.
No, that's the same thing as what the Rashba would ask. It's the same valid kasha. Why is it worse by Hutzin? Why didn't Hutzin take away from the halal the same way by schach it would take away from the halal and it would be kasha? If the mix of schach is lamata michav and it's hamasa meruba, and then the other part of schach is lamala michav and it's tzilasa meruba and it's going to be kasha according to one lashon in the Gemara, so why is Hutzin different? And why is it kasha over there? Because he's going to go with Rav. He says he's going to go with Rav. Chalal sukkah tonight, and then put in the Rashbi and all of that. So why is Hutzin not going to have the same ma'ir of chalal sukkah tonight to be machshir to say that the chalal is not l'malo michav? That's the answer. They'll command the snayuk. That's the only answer. It's exactly the Rashbi, I think. The other way to learn the Chazon Ish's pshat in the Gemara in Rav is that all Rabbi wanted to show you is that the Mishnah is clearly indicating that the case that you're not sure about clearly is kosher. Because in the case that the Mishnah is telling us, you would have a situation where the halal is not l'mal mechaf, and the schach is exactly at that exact point, and the schach is never going to be just a thin sliver. The schach always has a thickness to it, so how could it be kosher? So it must be that I do invoke whatever principles that we're discussing. We come back to Rashi. Yeah?
Why is half pointing the Ran and Rashba? Why have the Gemara and Aaron changed the lashon by saying my Haga for Rabba? He's like another Shita.
Well, at the end of the day, Rabba is Machshir. He's Machshir, he changes the dimensions too, but he's Machshir this case. Mixas Lamata, whatever shear you want to put into that, but it's all going to be kasher.
Just a regular
no, but I haven't, because of Rava's formulation, it's all going to be kasher. No, so not Rava, there is a kasher. Yeah.
Does Rashba hold of Hutzin being a problem because the last new dummy?
That's exactly it. You have no other option.
The Rashba isn't, it's probably not doesn't.
Here, but further, the Rashba, you have to look here. There's no other way. Let's look at Rashi now. We were medayik before in Rashi, but now even more so. Rashi says, "The hutzin v'shem tuyim tzilasim shosim hutzin bu mechamasan yavishakasle ksheira the maninan esrim mehem ulmata." There's already a diuk here in Rashi. This is the Arzaruah's diuk. Rashi says, "If the hutzin are Tzilasa meruba, then what? Kshera. Rashi says the demaninan esrim mehem umata. What's the first thing to medayik in Rashi? Rashi says the demaninan esrim. Chora Rashi, yeah, say it. That Rashi is going maskana segemara and erbin. Rashi says you're counting esrim. Means esrim is good or no good? Esrim is good. What Rashi? Otherwise, Rashi would say a little less than esrim. He says the manin and esrim mehem umata. That was the arzarua of the deal. The Rashi is going. The arzarua is in Hilchasukah, Siman Reish Pei Beis. He says Pirish Rashi the manin and esrim mehem umata mil halasha in a mechuban. Haglamei mahutz magin ad chaf. Rashi manin chafam. They see that we're going with Chalal Sukkah tonight. But it's not just in terms of the case, but in terms of the Lamdas as well, because let's continue in Rashi. Rashi says, Sava by Lameimar, now the case of Hutz and Yordin, Letoch Esar Tvachim. Look at Rashi, De Kihecha De Begofa, Lo Mimati Lahachshir, just like when we talked about Lamala Mechaf, that these the Hutzin are not going to take away Lahachshir, Hecha Shachamasim Mitzi Lassan, Benemucha Nami, Lo Mimati Lifso. So what do we see in this Rashi? We dike it before. The Rashi is saying that Abaya is working off of the Svara of what? That just like we saw before. What do we see before? Before we saw that it's going to be Pasal. Why is it Pasal? Because of what Svara? Commanded us Nayodam. So two over here, it will be Kasher, because commanded us Nayodam. So Rashi saw the problem, the reason why before it was going to be possible with Commander Skyrim, not because of its start. Now, Commander is now a dummy, and Rashi's going, and what does Rashi hold about the issue of Schach Pasul Malamichav? So Rashi happens to hold, and Daf Tes and Daf Yud, Tosis quotes Rashi, that Schach Malamichav is indeed called Schach Pasul. So we have to work out Rashi here. What did Rashi say? Go back to the other Rashi. Rashi says, "The maninan esem mehenu lamata." The maninan esem mehenu lamata. Why did Rashi say it that way? What should Rashi say? If you have tzilas and ruv mechamasa, then I have schach. I have the schach. Rashi doesn't say that. Because what's the issue now? It's not that you have the schach. What? It's that I don't have chalal. I don't have the chalal of Malam Yichaf. It's the issue is only allowing me to count it. Now I don't have. Now it fills the chalal. Anyway, L'chur in Rashi, the indication of Rashi is seemingly that Rashi's understanding the sugya, Aliba de Maskana and Erevin, that is Chalal Esrim, Chalal Sukkotnan, and Rashi is seeing the two sugyas as linked. Rashi is connecting Abaye to before, and the case earlier is based on Kimandulas Nayodami. And that's why it's going, and in what case? In the case where it's Chamasim Ruba, it's going to be Pasul because Madalas Nayodami. And Rashi seems to be saying, the Manina Esmehem Omata, Rashi seems to be saying not that if it's Silasim Ruba, not that it becomes Schach, but it is simply a question of the Chalal. That's all we're discussing. Do I have a Chalal Malmi Esim or do I not? Not that I have kosher Schach now. This is just, if the Chalal is filled, I don't have a Malmi Esim. Yeah, Yaakov.
If we're dying, that's
Right. So that's what we have to figure out. Rashi seems to say in Daf Tes and Yud to see that more carefully by itself. But Rashi it seems to be quoted by Tosis holding that it is considered a malah, that's considered schach pasul l'chora. I mean, it would mean that if there's everything, there's no schach that's taking out the halal. In other words, if it's all above Lamal Me'efim. Chalav is Lamal Me'efim, and then you have Schach.
Well, the Chalav is above the
Yeah.
So, but realistically, we look at Rashi, it would still be that the Schach can never be possible because there's no shear for the Schach.
Right. If it's possible, that goes back to the... Does the Rashi mean that it's not defining Schach at all? It's just defining the Chalav, or it's a Pesun Schach, if the Chalav is Lamal Me'efim. Okay, that's... Question. Yeah. Hey, Dan.
So
So with the Chazon Ish, we say in Laskana that Rava was really going, like, between a Raya to a Rava.
Being a Raya.
Not Rabba.
Both versions of Rabba has something being pasul, but it's they're both kasha. It's not a right to Rabba.
I guess a right to the fact that the psak would be
kasha.
Within like the way Rabba brings that.
In both versions, Rabba's machshir something, and Rabba's machshir both.
Yeah. So what was the reason in the end that Tosos doesn't give the answer for a Beit HaTam that the Rush did then?
So that was going back, we said before, that Tosus feels that if I say klosh, that was the other machlokas that we pointed out. The Tosus holds that if I say klosh, I can create the status of schach in the hutzin themselves. And then I can still use the top part to be mashlimit. But if I say klosh, then I'll be able to view the hutzin as kamandel esnayo. I could view them as independent schach. The Rush was saying kamandel esnayo as a reason why, we explained the Rush at least that way, as a reason why you can't say close over here for Rabbeinu Tam, because there's nothing to begin with. You don't have any schach at all to begin with. And Tosus would say, no, but if I say close, then I have valid schach, because I can see this not as Kamadu Lassan, I see that separate from the rest. I create a new schach from the Hutzin.
Why isn't the Rush saying close?
The Rush holds that if I have to have schach to begin with, and just that it's schach that I have is connected to the higher schach, then I need to say close, and I'll say close. But if I don't have to begin with schach to work with, then I'm not going to say klosh in order to create a status of schach. Because hutzin are commanded last night. Hutzin are not really, because schach is above.
So only if you have real schach above, and
yeah. So again, that would we're basically suggesting that Tosus and the Rush, they did not leave the whole discussion of mitzdareif and of klosh, even after Rava says what he says. It's still, they have to deal with all these various considerations. And they see in the Rashba, we think the Ran is the same way. They know that once Rava comes and says what he says, then everything changes. There's no mitzdareif to deal with. There's no problem of needing to say klosh. And in Rashi, we see, I think, an inclination direction of the Rashba also. Also, in terms of Tosus and the Rush that we're discussing now, in terms of whether the first din in the Gemara has anything to do with Kamadu Lasnayu, according to Tosus, not at all. It's only Abaye who says it the second time. And according to the Rush, you already have that in the first din, and in the Rush, but certainly that way.
So just going back to a couple points I read, how do we explain what Rava and Barzakia hold in terms of klosh? Like we're saying that he says there's no.
No, that was a different svaros drabanan. Whether svaros drabanan have to do with not saying klosh, that's not clear. What we did see in Tosus was that at least Ravina svara was a reason midrabanan not to say klosh. In other words, to opt for the argument that says ikalosh is havalei. That we saw in Tosus and Erevin, and Tosus here apparently also went that way. But these are just svaros drabanan, whichever lashon it is, that explains that one case is drabanan is pasul, according to these lashonis is drabanan. That's what tomorrow comes out.
So just within Ravina, we're saying that we're not saying klosh because we're by
the chacham, right?
So we're going to be more machmir. Why?
Right. We're going
to be more machmir. What because of what concern?
Because the klosh does have a drawback to it. Because if I say klosh, I'm going to be left with a, chamas.
You're not like really left.
Yeah. Okay.